On this episode of NSFW, we are joined live by Brian Brushwood, who's right across from me. He's not in the internet. He's in the office here. We're also joined by Ryan Connolly from Film Riot. We try to find a snow marker for which we will endorse, and it will sweep the world, nay, the universe. We decide what we're going to do at South by Southwest, and we find out who knows Chat Realm best in a game called Chat Realm's Choice. The stakes are sky.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for NSFW is brought to you by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is NSFW episode 61 for February 1st, 2011. Chat Realm's Choice. This episode of NSFW brought to you by Squarespace. Head on over to squarespace.com/NSFW and start your free 2-week trial.
And by MailRoute.info. Sick of spam? End it forever with MailRoute.info.
And this is it. It is go time for a very special edition of NSFW, the new show full of wind, the new sauce for the Webernets, live in studio, physical meat space side by side. I am joined as if it was a morning zoo with Justin Robert Rubles the First, the Professor JRY. What are you doing, Mr. Justin Robert Young?
I'm just taking in the sweet, sweet aroma of being in the physical company of my friends.
Are you saying that we brought the BO? Is this what you're saying?
I'm saying that you stink like a pack of animals. And I really wish you'd leave.
It looked more like you were just being holy.
Yes.
And you were waiting for your penance.
And speaking of being holy, that, of course, of Film Riot, Ryan Connolly.
Hello, Brian Brushwood.
This is, I guess I could just, either I need to convince all of you to move to Texas or I need to move to South Florida because this is so much easier despite all the technical
issues. Two out of three, Brian. Come on.
That's true.
But I got kids, so that gives me like two more votes.
They only count for a quarter, person, until they reach at least 10.
I also have, but I have the sweet, sweet pad for South by Southwest, the dorm.
So we can go there.
I also vote. I vote that your beard should be another vote. By
okay. Oh, I thought right. You too. Actually.
All right, that's enough. Yeah. Okay, for
it
those of you guys,
scored higher on its SAT verbal than I did. The beard.
I believe it. Actually,
All right. If we can move along, no! Explain why we're here. I'm actually here in town performing at the Coconut Creek Casino 3 times this week. This morning, I woke up in the frozen wastes in 8-degree weather, driving through the snow blastistan of Albany, New York. We had delays flight, made it home, did 4 shows at the casino, rushed over here, got all the audio working. We're all ready to rock this joint. What do we have today, Professor JRY?
Well, we have a litany of hijinks to ensue on the internet. Number one, we are going to really get to know. We're going to find out whether me and Brian know the will of you, our fans, the most dedicated, the knights of the internet's roundtable chat realm, in a little game we call Chat Realm's Choice. And really, maybe we're just full of hot air and an outsider like Ryan Connolly, who's been on the show, but maybe he's just, this is the control. Maybe he knows more about his fans than we do because we're just a bunch of jerks. We're going to play that a little bit later. Yeah, if you're watching live, you can vote right now. They're going to post the link in the chat room. Also, we're going to talk about what we're going to do for South by Southwest, which is barreling closer every day. Right, Brian?
Yes, indeed it is, sir. Which, it's very odd to look you in the eye this entire time. We really... We've talked about this on the phone, but like we seriously could be like a local morning DJ zoo.
We could.
Somewhere. If you wanted to be in Des Moines, we should actually pitch ourselves to some market.
Can we try and get hired as a prank?
Just to see if we can. Yeah. We can cut a demo.
And they're like, well, we're really glad to bring you on to KRW Bar.
AM.
We're like, well, you start next week. And we're like, no, we don't, suckers. We're going back to the internet.
We're global, woo! Bitches. So let's talk about the snowpocalypse. What are we going to do here?
Yeah, here's the deal. So right now we're in sunny South Florida and it's a balmy, 57 degrees right now, which is awesome and amazing. In the rest of the country, it's not. In fact, they're buried under what is now scientifically being called 14 billion feet of snow. And so we figured, what is that stupid white stuff doing around there if we're not going to make it our own? Which is why we solicited candidates from Chat Realm All Today to see what the official NSFW snow structure is going to be. We're going to decide that right now.
I was under the impression that we're starting the contest right now, but that people can continue to make their snow sculptures and send them in to nsfwshow@gmail.com all week long, and we'll make sure next week to feature some of the best and perhaps a final candidate, but we already have preliminaries that have come in.
No. I think we decide now.
Oh, and everyone else has to make that?
And everybody, we decide something that can be replicated so it just takes over the world.
Look, we can say that this is going to be the official one, but we don't get to tell people what to make. I mean,
we're not going to shoot them if they make something else.
You're banished from the snowland. Get out of my snow globe.
We're not going to see something like it comes in and like we pick a dolphin and they do a butterfly. We're like,
Get out.
Your insolence will not be tolerated. We just show up at their doorstep with a Persian knife and slit their throat.
All right, what do we got so far?
No, we're going to pick one, and that way we can. The quest then is where they can put that funny thing.
All right. What do we got so far? Show me what we got. Which, by the way, one thing that I'm really excited is this utter reversal right now, because you have Cam Twister. You're going to be showing stuff, so you're essentially in the Brian role, whereas I get to sit here, flap my gums, and play random stuff. What else we got? We got...
That just happened. Hey, where are the white women at?
All right. I could do this all. See, your job is so easy, Justin. Something racist.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Oh, really? Really, Justin? That's what we're supposed to... Really?
You've been rookered.
Anyway, my dad was telling me...
You've been rookered.
And I said...
Actually, it may in fact be a moth.
All right, are you ready?
Apparently the chat room is now saying that you said the N-word.
I totally did not.
You did. So congratulations. I hope everybody tweets that
That's
out.
My new role. I get to accuse you of being racist.
Please go ahead and write, Ashwood just said the N-word.
No. All right, now we're done.
Not real.
All right, Jammer B, if you want to go ahead and switch to what I got there. That was the first one. People suggested that maybe... They just take to the cars.
Oh my God, that's awesome!
You know, and
are those supposed to be us, or are those just random people?
I think that's random people. And if, of all the ones that were sent in, this is the one that I think might be something that they just found on the internet. But I thought it was good enough that maybe we should talk about it because it's a different kind of thing.
I'm down for that, and I totally believe that people are going to be able to sketch out the NSFW logo or draw a Fapper the Dolphin in there. Or, you know, just write, Justin is racist.
Right.
Well, except that one.
Well, no, why? All right. Go right to that. Here's another one. This was a fapper that was drawn. And here's really, I think, the biggest decision that we're going to have to make is whether or not this is going to be the officially sanctioned one is going to be a structure that is built or something that is kind of carved into the snow.
I like carved into the snow. Because
way less it's less destructive.
Skill. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And less legal implications.
Is there legal implications to making a snowman?
Yeah, what kind
I don't
of
know,
says Ryan. The expert from South Florida? What is?
I'm just saying, I might have been arrested.
I'll tell you what, with this, I think Obama's gone too far. Too far.
Uh huh.
Okay.
When he declared a war on all things snow.
Well, no, you just seem so timid about building things. You know, just carve it. Just carve it. It'll go away.
Chat room suggests that maybe somebody could just pee it in the snow. I think there definitely are legal implications.
I will say that of the candidates that I've selected for this, there were quite a few that seemed like people peed things.
I just wonder how our female, the lovely shy ladies of Chat Realm, are going to pull that one off if they have to.
I got two words for you.
All right, go ahead.
Funnel tube.
Okay.
That's all I'm right. saying. All right.
What else we got?
Here's the next one. This one, and on the same thing, that was a fapper drawn into the snow. This one was sent in by Pete Delahanty. This is literally a fapper kind of emerging from
awesome.
The snow.
That's awesome. That is a highly, highly phallic dorsal fin. Maybe that's why he's fapper the dolphin.
I mean, I think that's kind of a...
It kind of looks like a penis puppet. I mean, really.
Oh, wow. Really? Wow. Way to go. Way to drop the P on there.
But the only thing I think this is awesome. I would love it if emerging dolphins... kind of just swept the Northeast and Midwest over the next 7 days.
Just dolphins everywhere.
But I don't know whether or not we're going to get as many.
Yeah, I say lowest barrier to entry for sure. So I'm still, in fact, I What else you got? What else you got before I make my...
This is. Do you want to see one more structure or one more?
Yeah,
carbon?
give me a structure.
All right, you might
because
like this.
If you want to sell me on the idea of a structure, you got to do better than this.
Well, here's one that. You might.
Oh my God!
Which is this clearly Photoshop.
I love Photoshop.
This is an impossible structure. This is me as like some kind of bizarre snow monster.
I wish more than anything it wasn't Photoshop.
What's great? I like the fade over. Give me the crossfade again, thanks, Jammerby. They're busy. They're shot. They're saying it's almost as white as the actual Brian. There you go.
Almost. We turned down the contrast a bit. The thing I like the best
Brian
about
Mr. Habit,
I've come to warn you. Your snooping days are over.
The thing I like the best about that one is that
not white enough. Someone said,
"Oh God!" All right.
It's also look at the eyes, Jeremy. If you can bring up the picture again. They look like they were plucked from a dragon and inserted into the Brian sculpture.
He looks like
slay a dragon, rip out its eyeballs, and put it in this fun contest you can get on the internet.
As much as I love the pandering to the judge, I'm going to say that no, this should not be the official NSFW snow job design.
Although it's clearly a Brian Mr. Happy Pants love child.
Oh, it is.
Yes.
When hell froze over.
Yeah, the baby.
That's our frozen exactly, love child in hell.
All right, Brian. Here's the last one.
All right.
There we go. No matter how
eight
many
equals
you put
equals
eight
D.
And D, it still doesn't add out. And some people are betting intent on trying.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's pretty good. I'm gonna go with let's see some NSFW.
The one thing I would say is if there is a way that we can maybe if we took the D and we suggested it be a lowercase D or something. So it would look like some sort of obscure thing.
Ah, see, that's subtlety, not chat realms, strong point.
I don't know. I mean, like, I think the point is to get these, I want somebody like, who works at, like, BlackBerry in Canada to put whatever we decide, like, in front of the, you know, their offices or colleges.
Well, then in that case, 8 equals D, not subtle enough.
No.
Don't think that's going to work. I say the drawing on the, now the only problem is I can think of with the cars is you got to have that dusting that you can sketch it in, but, you know.
I mean, apparently there's like 24 billion inches of snow that are constantly being dumped on every part.
Okay, so you think there'll be no shortage. So you can just find a fresh canvas, bust it out.
Yeah, it's apparently gone Bernerners.
It's got Sandra Bernhardt all over the place.
Apples and Bernerners all up in this piece. And I think, so there we go. That's what
all right, so I want to see a sketch of the entire NSFW family. I want Justin to look like Justin. I want OMG Chad to look like OMG Chad. And I want a very, very drunk Ryan Connolly in the back is all
I'll
I'm
tell
asking
you what.
For. Off amp? Oh, okay, off amp. I was just like, we're not on an amp, man. We don't... We just plugged everything into the computer. We're not a rock band.
Set everything up.
I just want so much wattage.
All right. Okay. All right.
All right. Well, all right. Let me ask you this. With this kind of idea, do we want to maybe have some kind of like, just like an NSFW?
Anyone can draw the square, either the perspective rectangle or just a flat rectangle, put an NSFW on there.
So we're saying at any... snow-covered window.
Yes.
Draw in NSFW.
Could be Vapor.
Brian and a Justin.
Could be Brian and Justin.
Literally anything. We're
Mr.
saying
Mr. Happy Pants.
That's our criteria.
I'll tell you what. If you're looking for ideas, head on over to the Photoshop section of the BBpedia at bbpedia.net. There's plenty to go from there.
All right. So that's the official one.
Done.
We decided on Windows, any NSFW reference, send that into nsfwshow@gmail.com. And right now, if somebody wants to be brave and miss a little bit of the show, go run out, find a window, draw something, send it into nsfwshow@gmail.com. By the end of the show, we'll show whatever people have sent in.
Yes, absolutely.
So go ahead, sally forth, everybody, and rock and roll.
Hey, you know what I don't care very much for?
What don't you care for?
You and your attitude and your unsolicited emails nonstop. Sell me Viagra's.
Brian,
what?
You stole my stupid joke.
What?
The entire bit I was going to do for this ad read was just while you were talking, I was just going to interrupt you with like, "Hey, buy Viagra." Hey, congratulations, Brian! You won.
Like, we can still do it.
No, we can't.
Yeah, I'm patting you on the head. I'm like, hold on there, Tiger. No. Don't give up. You can do it. Here, well, in fact, I forgot what I was going to say. What? You got something you want to say, Justin?
I'm in London and I need you to send me a credit card because otherwise I can't get home.
What's been the, have you seen the Hall of Fame for spam headlines?
No.
They're awesome. They're awesome. And I probably, if I had thought about this beforehand, I would have actually dialed it up.
I remember there was one that was just heartbreakingly sad that would come like once every 2 months and it would for some reason get through my spam filter. And it said, "Can you imagine if you were healthy?" And I was just like, it's like, I don't, am I not healthy? What can you spam know about me?
People are posting pictures of people tweeting that you said the N-word.
Oh, well, thank you for encouraging that.
I just want to help.
Get out of my show. Oh, Tony Wang said it. Thanks.
Tony Wang.
Thank you, Tony Wang, who actually edits NSFW. Anyway, Brian, the point is, with all the spam that's floating around in the world today, no matter how poetic and heartbreaking, you don't want it all up in your face yelling at you like some sort of deranged homeless person.
No, you know what? There are sacrifice email addresses that I give out, knowing that I will never check them because they're so riddled with spam until, you know, are you familiar with Tom Merritt? Tom Merritt, Tomas Merritt?
Who?
He used to host Buzz Out Loud. Now he's on Tech News Today, TNT. Great guy. Awesome beard.
Does not ring awesome a bell.
Better beard than yours by a long shot. We should have a beard face off.
Next time I see Tom Merritt, I'm literally just going to rub beards with him to the point where he finds it really uncomfortable. Like, he's going to laugh at first.
A child.
And then
instantaneously.
And just sparks fly off like you're making steel.
I'm the greatest human who ever lived.
You're going to give birth.
Tom Merritt loves mail route, right, Brian?
Yes.
Is that what you're going to say?
Mailroute.info. Here's the thing. If you have an email address, as long as you run your own server or have somebody run it for you, as long as you can edit your MX record, then it completely, like a magic trick, it will get rid of all your spam. He had acedetect@subbrilliant.com. Totally useless. Nothing but spam and Viagra and people crying for beards. And he ran the mailroute.info. You know what happened?
Where's the beard, Tom? Thomas, where's my beard, please? You're like, stop emailing me, mother.
But he says he's not gotten one false positive. He goes and he checks the spam folder. He says it's like magic. It's freaking amazing. What do you say about mail route, Justin?
Number one, I think if you can edit your MX record, then you are taking it to the max to begin with. So that's all you need to know is take it to the max with mail route.
Take it to the max.
All right, here's the deal. You're going to get maximum no spam. You're going to go look in your spam folder, and it's going to look like a ghost
hold on.
Town.
Isn't maximum no spam, isn't that minimum spam?
No. No, it's not.
It's maximum no spam. Okay.
Hey, Brian, Justin Robert Young for NSFW. Do you want maximum no spam? Are you tired of having minimum no spam? Welcome to mailroute.info.
Okay.
All right. Quit being a sissy and get your maximum no spam to the max.
I want to see that.
Try maximum no spam exercises like the quiet inbox. The shh. And the not a peep. We want maximum no spam for you at mailroute.info.
Oh my God. The chat room agrees that this ad read is maximum no suck. So we have that going for us. Head on over to mailroute.info. And if you got some extra time, just take that ad read and put Justin's face on a big muscly body and release it onto YouTube because I would really love to see that.
Mailroute.info. It sticks a stick of dynamite in Spam's mouth and throws it off a bridge and watches it explode.
Trademark. Hey, so we got a little bit of free time before we do our main bit here, right?
Yes. So we have important planning that we needed to bring in Ryan for, as you are you're a fantastic visual thinker with Film Riot. Of course, everybody should go watch it if they don't. And I'm sure everybody watching this watches Film Riot because it's awesome. But we're doing South by Southwest. Number one, are you coming to South by Southwest?
I don't know yet.
Totally. Are you on the fence? How is it even a question?
A time thing. That's all.
You were just bragging about how you're like 8 episodes ahead with Film Riot, yes, and you can finally take a big old fat
We've
vacation.
We've shot every Film Riot
Not 8 episodes
ahead.
We're like getting it out to the world. People are like, oh, Brian's like, oh, God.
Well, I don't
know, people. No, we're not.
I'm just going to say that you know that Ryan's been filming Film Riots ahead of time if he's doing like reviews for cameras that are, you know, 2.5 years old.
Wait, did that happen?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I was just like, wow.
This is the best VHS camcorder I've ever used.
It's SVHS. That's higher resolution.
So good.
The S's
this
are
week
so
on
awesome.
Film Riot, we're going to show you how to edit audio reel to reel.
So anyway, okay, look, you got to come to South by Southwest, but here's our conundrum. Here's our dragon conundrum, and we're hoping that you'll be able to tell us. And I can't find it.
What are you looking for?
Good. I'm looking for.
This went so well.
I'm looking for.
By the way, you know.
That's what I was looking for. See, this is why we shouldn't trade jobs.
Exactly.
This is, you're good, exactly. And you know where the sound effects are.
Yeah. Right. I also know that when I'm looking for a sound effect, I ask you a question instead of you, like, just carrying the ball and saying, hold on. I'm going to get it.
So here's the thing.
Ba-da-da-da.
See, that was easy.
There we go.
Okay, so South by Southwest for the last two or three years? No, this will be the third year that there's a big party. And so if I were, I'm not saying anything, but let's say if I were to perform at Stubbs Barbecue again, we got to think big. We got to think something brand new that we've never done, something that'll blow some angels out of the sky so their wilted wings will flop before us.
And all the terrified masses will run.
That's right. And the porch will shall open.
What, when you think
from
of
the
a
hell
party,
off.
You think, from hell.
You think of lifeless angels flopping to the ground as a crowd of 4,000 horrified tries to run to the gates.
As they weep blood and say, why, Brian? Magic
so
to us.
Spill the blood of the innocent. It will be wonderful.
Okay.
So the downfall of heaven tonight at Stubbs Barbecue as a South by Southwest promotion goes horribly awry.
Most fun you ever have.
Okay. We already have suggestions for the chat room coming in. Somebody should die in a fire, they say on stage.
All right.
That's
well, number one, there's the
if theoretically
Brian was performing at the
Stubbs again. Yeah.
Stubbs. Brian, you had an idea, and you can pitch that. But we also got to talk about a live NSFW.
Yes. Okay. And that's true. Okay. Well, my idea was when I walked, I wish you were wearing those clothes because you when you comb your hair and when you have like a collared pinstripe shirt on, you look straight out of Scarface, man. A crazy mother named Jury. And I just want so bad to see a 5-minute performance. You do nothing but produce mountains of cocaine on stage. You're like, ever since I come to America, I want to make the money. And you take like a dollar bill, you put it in your hand, you wrap it up with a little seed. I make money, and you got a fistful of cocaine, right?
Yeah.
And you throw it on the ground, and then the music starts playing, and it's like,
push you to the limit.
Walk on the razor's edge.
Yes.
And that's when you rip the suit off, like tracksuit, and beneath it's just like a
sequence
tight leotard.
Yeah.
And then you do a Scarface interpretive dance, where you go through the whole movie, but interpretive dance,
exactly.
Like a swarm.
And you're just whipping this cloth around. You lower it down, you lift it up, and it's just. It's a woman dressed as cocaine.
And she feeds you grapes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Grapes made of cocaine.
Yeah. Now, number one, Brian had this idea when did you guys
do? 2 nights ago.
Yeah, Saturday or Sunday. And there's a lot of holes in this problem. Chief among them, number one, that the people who would be having a party at Stubbs Barbecue, wink, wink, hint, hint, may not want an interlude in the act that they had brought on where somebody
we
who
never
is not part of the
is.
Network... decides to run around and throw fake cocaine all over their stage.
We never know.
Throw it in the audience.
We just produce sugar. I mean, we don't say what it is. We call it money.
I mean, obviously, we're not using real cocaine.
We call it money
sugar.
Is what I'm saying, right?
Okay.
I want to make money and then just white powder.
Whatever. A granular white substance is going all over their stage. Number two, I don't do magic. So you're asking me to learn a magic routine in a month.
It's such a good idea,
and then walk up on stage in front of 4,000 people.
And then just like at the end, you just take a fistful and you go, money. You're like, I'm splashing money on my face. And there's money everywhere.
Well, so Brian had an idea where I would go out as Javier.
Joaquin.
And yeah, just do like
just straight up that. Scarface, the magic routine is what I wanted to see. Yeah.
And then, like, you know, I put in, like what Brian said, I put in a dollar and then, you know, like white powder comes out of the bottom. And I kind of like David Copperfield style, like point to the edge of the stage and a big poof of cocaine flies out from on stage. I point to the other side, another big poof of cocaine flies around. And he just assumes that the crowd goes nuts. Where I assume
crowd goes wild and starts snorting the flower that you've been shooting everywhere.
That really what's going to happen is there's going to be a bewildered look and a panicked Jim Lauterbach calling security as I'm assuming.
All right, all right. I just love the idea of you splashing money on the stage, man.
Okay, so,
all right.
So
there's money that.
Folks, and if you want to see that. I don't know. I mean, should we set up like will Joaquin appear?
Yeah, right.
I thought you were gonna say he should do a Scarface monologue.
We should do like a free Joaquin thing where it's like we have stencils, people are spray painting him free Joaquin and his picture of Justin with a fistful of money. That looks like white powder. Are you gonna do a plate for it right now? Is that what you're doing?
Transformation, I think.
All right, here we go.
Hold on, I think Joaquin might be here. Actually.
Oh, yeah. Oh my goodness! Holy cow, he is. He is right here. Hold on, we're gonna turn. We're gonna let's see Joaquin. Joaquin, I can't believe you're here.
So no, when I was a little boy, I said to my papa, I said, Papa, I want to come to America and make the money. He says, Joaquin, you can make all the money. Let me show you how.
You just mean the magic.
Push it to the limit.
Yes.
All right.
And then that's when the tights come out, right?
Okay. I wasn't into the tights, but I think you've sold me on that.
I'm not doing tights.
All right.
Education of the fans. That's the problem.
Okay, so we definitely need ideas for that thing. But more importantly, you are thinking live NSFW, right?
Why not?
Dude.
We had such a great time with Dragon Con. And Austin is your home turf. Well, here's what we need to do. We need to find a bar that would like to have a lot of people come in and enjoy themselves while we record.
We are talking dozens of ones of people coming to this event. This will be very, very big. It will be, there will be everyone at my... I mean, why don't we just have it at my house? That's where everyone's going to come from.
Years away.
All right.
I mean, there's bars around Austin that aren't like hosting a gigantic party where Mark Zuckerberg is doing, you know, doing the creep.
All right. Giggaloof is already
the SNL thing.
I saw the opener.
Yeah, oh, no, they did do the creep.
Anyway. Giggaloof in the chat room is already flat out stating if there is a live in SFW, she will find a way to get there, even if she has to hitchhike. So obviously,
we got to do it.
All right. All right.
At Dragon Con, how many people? We had
packed house, standing room only.
We
there
had
were
four times over capacity.
Plus, we had a xenomorph and a guy wearing his underwear on the outside. So that was pretty exciting.
That's
xenomorph.
It's the alien.
The alien from Alien?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. He's whoops. Just, wow. I'm going to have to pull that geek cred card. Yeah.
Dang it.
And that's the end of it.
We can have Randy.
You know, I bet Randy Zuckerberg will be there. And
there's a fair chance.
And we could actually get her on the show.
They're basically like GM. They don't show up to South by Southwest anymore.
I don't know.
Twitter might even be too big. Twitter barely held a party last year.
That's true.
Anyway, so here's what we need. We want, if you have connections in Austin, and Brian, you know, I mean, you'd be able to figure out logistics a little bit.
Well, yeah, I could certainly use all the help in the world. If anyone in Austin wants to suggest a bar, if you secretly are a fan and maybe you own the Alamo Draft House and want to hook us up, then by all means... Let's let freedom reign, for sure.
So there we go. Sometime during South by Southwest, we want to do a live NSFW. If you want to come, then just, I don't know. Should we set up like a Squarespace site or something where people can like sign up?
You know what's great about Squarespace is that we could right now open a free 2-week trial and instantly get started. And somebody could create a petition site saying we need, you know, NSFW SXSW. NSFSXWFW.
Yes.
.squarespace.com.
.scom.
.scom. All right, that's enough.
So there we go. Let's start a Squarespace site, which of course you can do. very, very easily by going to squarespace.com.
Yeah, if I can put the show on the pause, and I know this is not professional because we should be talking about the South by Southwest thing, but you know what's great about Squarespace? Is that they take somebody who's really busy like me, somebody who knows just enough coding to be dangerous, and they'll allow me on the road to set up these great looking templates. Your site looks amazing. And then while I'm on the road using somebody else's computer, I'm able to make my updates, which I refuse to do because I am lazy. And that's why my tour schedule is out of date. But the point is I could at any time. I used to have the excuse. It used to be like, oh, I don't have Dreamweaver installed on this computer. And it's too complicated. No. But now there's no excuse.
Slice the belly of Dreamweaver and leave it in a ditch because you don't need it anymore thanks to Squarespace.com. Listen, Brian, as you and Ryan both know, I have a very, very busy schedule as a blackjack dealer on a Mississippi paddle boat. And I don't have a lot of time to design and keep up my website. That's why I use Squarespace.com. Listen, I went to Squarespace.com/NSFW, and I set up the website of my dreams in but a few mere seconds. And by the way, I got a 14-day free trial.
Free trial?
Yeah.
And? What's the site? Go ahead.
Squarespace.com. Oh, yeah. The site.
Yeah.
Oh, I call it Dreams of a Paddle Wheeler. That's Squarespace.com.
So if you want to see photos of Justin Robert Young dealing blackjack on a Mississippi boat, quite possibly on fire, looking a little bit like this. This is not Joaquin. This is Joaquin's brother, Mississippi Gerbs, they call them.
Do you like to hit or stay?
2 week free trial.
House wins.
Okay, so the chat room is wanting to know if Hot Time in the City is still up. Did that project ever take off?
Oh, no. Hot Time in the City was actually shut down by the government. Because, and when you throw hot coffee in somebody's face without their permission, it's assault.
You learn new things every day. That's one of the things. I'm so thankful that Squarespace made possible that lesson. That thanks to Squarespace, you now know the true definition
for me and all the readers.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you again, Squarespace. One more great thing. Head on over to squarespace.com/NSFW. Take advantage of your free 2-week trial and see if you can make a site so offensive it'll make Justin Robert Young blush.
No, but seriously, we should do NSFWSXS.
NSFW.
Maybe we shouldn't do that. Maybe it should be NSFW Live. How about that?
Hey, there we go.
NSFW Live.squarespace.com.
Yeah.
And let's set just a little petition.
Yeah,
and so we can we contact the bar or something, and they're like, I don't know.
Oh yeah. Like an introduction.
My establishment. I run a bar and all the taxes, and I don't stand for this.
Okay,
and
hold on. I find your representation of Austinites highly offensive.
Like the blackjack dealer, actually.
Okay.
It kind of sounds like you're running to the bottom of your well of impressions.
It's just. You used all two of them.
Anyway, maybe he'll be French. You know, I am a French.
You're doing Joaquin.
I need to be making the money.
Grapes.
I am a fan of Roman Polanski films.
Okay. Look, the important thing is that this will be like our audition to get us in the door. All right, can we play the big game?
Of course we can, Brian. Here's the deal, folks. We need to find out who knows Chat Realm best, which is why we're playing a game called Chat Realm's Choice. Folks, if you don't follow me, Justin R. Young, or Brian at Schwood, or hell, for the laughs, at Ryan_Connolly on Twitter, then you are missing...
Thanks, Justin.
then you're missing all the missives that we send out during the day so you can be part of the interactive portions of the show. And also, please watch us live.twit.tv. But we had people all day today... write in the answer to either or questions.
Yeah, it was like their own version of our old rapid fire game where we would just say blank or blank and you had to choose one or the other. And so we were able to get these snapshots of what all of Chat Realm would prefer. And for example, I'll go ahead and spoil the first one. The first one on the list here was Champions Online or DC Universe. Champions Online, of course, just went free to play. DC Universe, of course, has all of the DC franchises. Unsurprisingly, Champions Online had 101 votes, DC Universe 176, 36% to 64% in favor of DC Universe, right? So the question is, we're going to go through the list and we're going to see which of these that we're able to figure out.
Absolutely.
But we got to play for stakes, man. We're not playing for funsies.
I'm not completely clear on the game. I got to be honest.
You'll get it either or. All you got to do is guess which one won in the Chat Realm's vote off.
Oh,
the voting between them. Yeah, okay. Which one they? And you can't pretend to guess why or I guess you could. In fact, you probably should talk it out. But I've looked into the soul of Chatrealm, and there's no deep black. There's no soul. That's right. Angels with withered wings are all that are in there. Yeah.
So listen, I say that we go. Each question will just be ours because we have a ton of these.
All right, let's go through.
So we'll start with
So
you,
we'll keep tabs on. Let me go ahead and paste in the questions.
And by the way,
here.
if you want,
we're just gonna go straight down.
If you want to follow along,
all right. First one here is you can go to chatrealm.us/rapidfire, which I'm sure will still be up even through the audio listeners, and it's not too late for you guys to vote on. We're gonna burn through them right now. First one, first round to Brian. Beard or no beard? Obvious, dude. Beard. Got to be beard. Am I right?
You're saying beard.
240-37.
Can you wait until they can see it, Brian?
Oh, okay. Well, sorry.
There we go.
240-37.
Whoa! All right, so there we go. Brian, obviously, off to a strong
one point.
Start. That was a bit of an easy one.
1 point.
That was the easy one.
All right.
It's going to be beard.
All right, go for it, Ryan Connolly. Next to you, dogs or cats?
Dogs, of course.
Dogs? Survey says?
Survey says?
Show me your dogs.
Dogs, 68-32.
68% to 32. Yes, that's 1 point for you. Gerbs, go for it.
Okay, can you give me the question?
Dig or Reddit, sir?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I'm glad. You're not looking up the answer, are you? Hold on. Let me get a sound effect here. Hold on. Let me just, there we go. Got a little thinking music for you.
All right.
No, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, by the way, we didn't say the stakes.
Oh, yeah, the stakes are. Well, first, this is a practice. Finish the practice round, then we'll talk stakes. Go.
I'm going to say Reddit, because I think people are kind of down on Dig. Wow, I would be wrong.
Whoa, close one, too. 56% in favor of Reddit, wow. Of Dig. Dig with 56% of the vote.
All right,
let's talk stakes here.
So that didn't count? That was practice round?
You know what? We all tied, so it doesn't matter, right?
Okay.
So
no,
yeah,
I got it wrong.
Yeah, you got it wrong.
You know what? I think it should count. Yeah. I think it should count.
Right, no,
let's take a vote.
Who thinks it should count?
Two versus one.
Gosh darn it.
Okay, here's the stakes. First prize, brand new Cadillac. Second prize, steak knives. Third prize, you're fired. Done?
I love it.
Okay, no. What should first place be?
I don't know.
The first place should get to tell the second place guy to do something. And then the third place guy has to let Chatrealm tell him to do something.
Oh, gosh. That is dangerous.
Yeah. No. Whoever's last place, Chatrealm gets to pick their Twitter avatar for a day.
We were thinking about Twitter avatars.
It's extremely dangerous.
For 24 hours.
24 hours.
We would have to have our Twitter avatar switch.
Yeah. And the other two, obviously, you know, whoever the loser is, his opinion doesn't matter. But the other two hosts have to agree this is fair. So it's like you can't put a big old wiener on there.
Yeah.
Yes. Or a tiny old wiener. Or a picture of your face and say, look at me, I'm a wiener.
Although, actually, or a very regal wiener that could like conduct parliament or something.
Or a wiener dog.
Really nice with robes. Yeah.
Or nice draping.
Exactly.
Perhaps a very classy pipe.
It could be delivering the king's speech.
Yes, there you go.
The king's speech. Okay, and then, I'll say the winner gets to tell number two what to do with their Twitter avatar. And number three has to have Chatrealm tell what to do with the Twitter.
Chatrealm.
Yeah.
All right.
Boy, this is all the stakes to one.
Really that's
nervous. One winner, man. All right.
Just let everybody know. Like, you've never changed your Twitter avatar. Right?
I haven't.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah, you've always had the blue
with the pointing.
And Brian, have you ever changed your Twitter avatar?
Never.
I think I changed it once. So it's not like we're like, you know, guys who just willy-nilly flip stuff around.
It'll be like, what?
There'll be a lot of chatter amongst the people that that follow everybody. What's going on?
Chad's busy trying he's trying to distract me and get things looking over here. This is very disturbing.
Is there a technical problem?
No, I don't know if there is. All I know is that Chad's flailing his arms around and pointing, and then I get busted looking over at him, and apparently I wasn't supposed to. I'm ready to play.
Okay, here we go. So we start with Brian.
All right, Snowmageddon or Snowpocalypse?
What do you think Chatrealm's choice was?
I think Snowpocalypse is old and busted, and Snowmageddon's the new hotness.
Right. Let's take a look.
And make sure you refresh this periodically on the results, because they're coming in live. See, we got...
Here we go. It
holy
is
cow.
Snowmageddon
at
52-48.
By only 13 votes. Yeah! Snowmageddon right here.
There we go.
All right.
So you're one down.
Wait, I said Snowmageddon.
You said Snowpocalypse.
Oh, crap. You
said Snowmageddon was old and busted.
No, I meant the opposite. Crap.
You went back with me to zero, son.
All right.
Are we doing negative points or no? Let's just.
You know what? I agree. That was not a practice round. That was the beginning. So now you and me are at zero, and now you're in the lead with one. Go for it.
Please.
Okay.
All right. And next up.
Read the either or.
Next up, Crystal Pepsi or Dig 4? Ryan. Crystal Pepsi or Dig 4?
What is that?
Dig 4 was the new release of the Dig.com websites.
That was unpopular.
It was a little, a bit controversial.
Crystal Pepsi, a variant of Pepsi that was unpopular with the consumer base.
I've never heard of Dig 4, so I'm going to go Crystal Pepsi, I guess.
Well, Dig 4 is Dig now. It was the Dig redesign.
Yeah, that's the relaunch of Dig.
I'll go Crystal Pepsi still.
All right. The answer, Justin Robert Rubles.
Crystal Pepsi, 65.
Yeah. All right, so you're up to two, and now it's we'll go back to number zero there.
Oh, John does? Yeah. Okay, good. All right.
The Yeti is.
All right, Justin, you ready for yours?
Yes, I am.
The question is, Verizon iPhone or AT&T iPhone? Which does ChatRealm prefer?
This is way harder than the ones you guys got.
What are you talking about? It's so easy.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, I'm gonna go. Everybody loves the new girl. Don't do it. Verizon iPhone.
No, you shouldn't have done it. Dang it.
The results, Jammer B. Let's see them.
Yeah.
Three quarters. Of course, dude. All right. So now we got you're in the lead, Ryan. I'm in last place, as I belong. This is a terrible idea.
So you right now.
I know.
The game ended right now.
I know.
Chat Rum would decide whatever your avatar is for the next 24 hours.
Yes, and it better be a wiener dog with a with a House of Parliament wig on. slow zombies or fast zombies? To me, that one's obvious. It's got to be slow zombie. Everybody hates the fast zombies. Jammer B, show me slow zombies. Hello! Now I have 1 point. I'm on the board.
But by the way, Brian.
Yes, sir.
If you don't get your stuff together, here is a picture of what your avatar could look like as decided.
Oh my god! Is that OMG? This is a very excitable looking OMG Chad for my Twitter avatar. wow, that's really something. All right, Justin, next up for you. We got, I'm sorry, going to Ryan. Ryan.
Hi, Connelly. You are up to.
Yes, what is it?
Chat Realm. Which do they prefer, fame or fortune?
Fortune.
Ooh.
Because you could buy fame, right? Come on. Please be right.
I don't
I'm just so nervous.
The answer?
Ready power.
Show me. Power. Oh, yes! Fortune. Wow. Man, I think they just did it because it sounds like 4chan.
I have the ear to the people, Brian. I'm a man of the people.
From the proletariat, of the proletariat, by the proletariat.
All right, Justin, you ready? This was a tough one. El Gato Macho or Horse Boy? El Gato Macho, keeping the dream alive, or Horse Boy?
But I'll tell you what, and this is all I can see in my head.
Evil vampire Chad. Oh my god. Oh my god, that's hideous.
The dog picture they keep posting is pretty funny.
I'm gonna have to go with Horse Boy.
Show me Horse Boy with 2/3 of the vote. Horse Boy for the win. All right, what's your score? Everyone know their score?
I'm two.
I'm one.
Three. He's one. So right now, you are in the chat realm seat.
I know.
Chat realm's driving this bus.
All right, here we go.
Right now, you're under my command.
Mercy on me.
You are a wise and sage man.
Next one. Next one to me. Babies or blueberry pie? I can only imagine the question is which one tastes better, and I think we all know it's babies. They taste like withered angel wings.
Blueberry pie!
I'm sorry.
This is where I play the Price is Right sounder.
Yeah, hold on. There we go.
Babies, they taste like withered angels.
I heard it on a forum once.
By the way, that's what Brian wants to be raining from the sky at the big dig
when he brings the apocalypse.
All right.
Joaquin does a very poorly rehearsed.
All right, this one will be good for Ryan. T or A?
Aww.
I know what I'd pick.
So, tyrannosauruses or agoraphobics.
Or allosaurs.
Okay. I'm going to go with tyrannosauruses. I'm going to go with T.
Wow.
What?
Wow. 50-50. 143 votes to 144. You went with T. The winner is A. Really? You lost a point, really? Bro. Or actually, you just didn't get a point.
No, he's back. Yeah.
Oh, he goes down.
We've been counting him down because you've gotten knocked out.
Well, then you didn't go to -1 when you did lost the first one.
Because that was a practice round.
All right, fine. Okay, so this one's to you.
We're tied now.
Wow, split 50-50. All right, Justin. Oh, this one's so dumb. I want to skip it. Baby Monkey or Rick Astley?
I'm going to go with our homegrown ladies and gentlemen riding backwards on a pig, Baby Monkey. I want a 5.9 of a cat.
All right, Jammer B, show me Baby Monkeys riding backwards on a pig. 81% of the vote. Wow, that's critical. All right.
You know, Spaceman. I would have been nice to you. I just want to put that out there.
Listen, I mean,
we're friends.
We're boys. It's all right.
You know what? Maybe I need to really hope that I keep losing because I have a feeling that Chat Realm will be nicer to me than either of you are going to be to each other. Like, that's what I don't want to do is have Justin win and have me be second place. I'd rather follow Chat Realm's will.
I don't know, Ryan. You're always saying, you know, no. I'll put you in an episode of film, Ryan. One of these times, you know,
and
it never winds up rolling around.
You know what? Maybe.
It's like a vindictive girlfriend. Now I'm really nervous.
See,
get your stuff and get out.
You finally get your wish, and it's all an episode. He just shoots these out of context scenes, and you think you're gonna be like a hero or something, but it's just like you're just a whiny bitch.
It's terrible. I CGI you naked. It's not impressive at all. You just have patches of hair that spell out exactly. Weird things.
Yeah, all right.
What's with that Hitler tattoo, Justin? That's horrible.
The revenge.
Laugh it up. I'm going to start. Hey, everybody, throw me some fun suggestions.
That was the complete opposite of the real joke. Is what I was getting to.
Only bizarrely, like the film runs out at the end. Like,
yeah.
All right, this one's to me. Spacemen or cowboys?
No, I have to go. No,
you just won Baby Monkey and a Pig. Baby Monkey riding a pig. Spacemen or cowboys? Dude, it's got to be spacemen. The technophiles. Spacemen.
You win.
Two-thirds of the vote. So that's 2 points for me. It's two.
People love them cowboys.
Yeah, cowboys, they're nostalgic. All right, here we go. Just.
Oh my God. It's way more disturbing.
Gollum. We've got Gollum. Gollum OMG Chad. Go ahead and throw Gollum OMG Chad up on there. Look at that. That's.
It looks like some form of OMG Chad is going to wind up in somebody's avatar.
His precious is actually cocaine.
Okay. This one's to Ryan. What's your score, Ryan, by the way?
Two.
No, it's not. No, you're yeah. Yeah, because I just hit four. Two.
Oh, no, and then no, you have an argument to do. Yeah, you're right. You're at two.
Okay, are we minusing the points?
Yeah, you have to go down one.
Okay,
yeah.
Then I'm two.
All right. Okay, no, right now, apparently, Brian and Ryan, you're tied at two.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, this is going
so
bad.
You could be in the chat room.
I was so good up front.
All right, here we go. Shit. The question is, pogs or logs? I have no idea what that means.
I guess it's like Lincoln logs.
Yeah. Or, yeah, I'm sure there's no other kind of logs that the chat realm would be referring to.
Well, in that case, just in case they are referring to the other log, I'll go pogs.
You're going to go pogs, the forgotten artifact of the 90s, or logs?
Oh, no, Ryan.
Oh, my gosh. No. Pogs, 48%. Logs.
I should have went
52.
With the faithful floater.
You I should have went. That was his nickname back in the swim team. They called him the faithful floater. Because no matter what.
It sounds like something to be said during like a newsreel. Like, yeah, like, and in the Berlin Olympics, George McGovern, the faithful floater.
Defeats the Pog Pollywog.
Why am I in last place currently?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, hold on. We're getting some new. Some
just
new
okay. Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
What is with the dog?
Here we go. A regal wiener dog.
No, yeah. This is what I want. This, please be a good one. Please be a good one.
Amazing.
I will so totally wear that avatar with pride. I hope I lose. Okay.
Now I don't feel as bad.
All right. Justin, this one's to you.
Go ahead.
Does Chat Realm prefer women or ladies?
I think that the shy ladies of Chat Realm would say that it is ladies above women.
All right, Jammer B, show me ladies. There you go. So you're in first place by a lot now.
Yeah, I believe I am now at 5.
Wow. Wow. Chat realm will give us.
I'm at 4. Brian, you're at 2.
All right.
Brian. Wow, one is so one. Promising.
He's down to one.
It turns out I do not have the.
Okay, I am now in the one position I did not want to be in, where like it's looking like I'm going to have to submit to Justin. I'm going to switch my tactic. I'm going to intentionally try. I'm going to race to the bottom. I'm going to race to the bottom, and the Homesman chat realm is going to be nicer than Justin.
Although, by the way, listen, if that's the case and Brian's trying to game this, then I want the nastiest avatars.
No!
Then don't tank!
All right, all right. If I play, you got to show me kindness if I fight the good fights.
We'll see.
Oh, I hate you so much. All right. This one, to me... What the heck? This is a terrible one. Jews or Jubals? What is that? I'm going to say, well, Jubals is a more NSFW made up word.
Jubals don't exist.
That's what I said.
There's nothing. It doesn't mean anything.
I know. I said it's an NSFW word. So, which I don't mean that's like a not safe, you can't use it in mixed company. I'm just saying that's our word. Hey, man, that's our word. Hey, listen, you don't get to say Jubals. We made that word up. That's our word. So I'm going to say, I'm going to go. With Jubals. Show me Jubals.
Jubals! Yay!
Jay, did you see the dog with the pie?
No.
He looks so proud of his pie.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Here we go. Another candidate.
He's
for
got people eyes. It's so creepy.
Wait, what is that? Go back to that, GMRB. What the heck?
That is the dog I very excited about.
Y'all want some of my pie?
Oh my god, it is the most satisfied looking poodle.
Okay, I'm just gonna say, if you keep blowing bong hits in your dog's face, eventually this happens.
Y'all want to watch Sci-Fi Channel?
Oh, God. I got pie.
E-Pie wants the Sci-Fi Channel. I think Giant Piranhas is on. I got a bunch of Discovery Channel on the DVR. Never see how it's made.
Today. All right, I tell you what's on that how it's made. This is to you, Ryan. You turn on.
Oh, I hope they pick that one. That is the greatest picture ever.
You know what? I may just go ahead and change my picture to that. Flat out.
Just change it for 24 hours.
All right. Ryan, bagels or donuts?
Oh, man. I'm going to go donuts.
Donuts, show me donuts. Yeah.
Back in the game.
56% donuts, 44% bagels. All right, Justin, in our slow fire challenge. Oh, God, wait, what a softball. This is so bogus. Hey, Justin.
Yeah.
Which do you think Chat Realm chooses?
Wow.
Melissa or Gaga?
I'm going to have to go. It's our girl.
I really hope that's not Gaga.
Melissa.
Okay, good.
Melissa. Melissa's will be done. And
show me Melissa with 3/4 of the vote. Yeah, 79% of the vote.
I'm sorry,
of course.
Ryan. I'm just too connected to the people. No, you can't boo me. I'm doing great. Everybody loves me. And by the way, right now, you're in
the
slot.
I know. I know. I'm fighting the good fight. That was what we agreed. I'm throwing myself at the mercy of the... Okay. Hamburger...
You're getting the weirdest OMG chat possible.
Oh, my God. I like the dog. The dog... I want the pie dog.
No, Jerome's going to give Ryan the high
dog. The pie dog is amazing.
Because I swear to God, I'm going to be saying, y'all ever seen How It's Made for the next 7 years.
Y'all seen How It's Made. All right. This was to be a hamburger or a hot dog. And despite the phallic nature of the hot dog, I'm going to say most Americans are going to go hamburgers. Because otherwise, indeed, he'd be the hot dogler. But he's not. He's the hamburgler. Show me hot dogler. There we go. Hamburger with 242 votes. That's 83% of the vote. That was an easy one. All right. So what am I at now? I guess I'm comfortably in second place wherever I am.
You are now at 4. Ryan is at 2. Uh-huh. I am at 5.
You're like encroaching. Oh my gosh, I got a chance to reverse.
You're encroaching. Oh.
I feel like I'm not a part of the party anymore. I'm like that nerdy kid that no.
You're having your own party.
No, you're back.
Your pie
you're
and your
back
dog.
Into it right now, listen. Is it the Jersey Devil, the creature, which I think I have right up there on the weird things wall?
Yeah,
up there in Jersey.
The horrendous thing?
No. The one. Yeah, there we go.
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jersey Devil.
The Jersey Devil. Okay. Or the New Jersey Devils, the NHL franchise. This is a softball.
Yeah. You have a you are higher than that dog with the pie if you can't get this one instantly.
Oh.
Just think about how many people that watch this show are really in the sports.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
What are you doing? No, you softball like that.
My answer was the Jersey Devil, the creature. But I was like, sports, I don't know much about them. Okay, so I'm going to go.
That's why you're on the internet.
That's okay, right. Yeah, all right. Okay. Yeah,
exactly.
Show me the Jersey Devil with 60% of the vote. There it is.
Okay, so Ryan's back in it.
Thank you for the softball.
It is 5-4-3.
All right. Here we go. This will be a tough one for you, Justin. Coming up next.
You see the baby dictator?
No. All right, forget it. What is. Okay, that's enough. All right. Justin, which would the chat realm rather experience?
Chat realm choose. You had to use the name of the bit.
Chat realm chooses eating poop or nudes of Oprah.
Oh, both awful.
Okay, but yeah, but nudes of Oprah are way less bad than eating poop.
I don't know.
You have to.
I don't know.
You know.
I don't know. Think about it.
You know.
I think you really should let the beard do the walking.
I'm
going to
say chat realm chooses nudes of Oprah. Show me nudes of Oprah.
My reverse 61%. Psychology isn't working at all.
I don't know. Ryan's most persuasive voice sounds like one of the housewives of Beverly Hills. I don't know.
I've been smoking too much, Justin.
All right. I guess this one's to me.
Yes. Walmart or Target? Brian, look me in the eyes so I don't think you're cheating.
It's got to be Target. Everyone knows that Walmart is where smelly people.
I think you're
people...
cheating on these, by the way.
Really?
It better be
you ready,
Target.
Bro? You ready, bro?
Walmart.
You see what I'm doing? Hold on. Watch this. I'm leaving. Yeah, that's right. Here, we're going to join. Dun, 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 dun. Wait, hold on. You got to catch it. There. No. It's I'm the other camera. The one camera you're not showing. No, that's me again. Don't. There we go. Dun, dun, dun. That's how you know.
I wish I had like a lighter so I could do sparks.
Yeah. No, I promise. No, everyone knows that Walmart is where smelly people buy stuff, and they need to open a lane.
Dude, Walmart opens 4 hours though.
You got 44 lanes. I'm not saying you have to open them all. Open a lane.
And so Target is where you spend like a dollar more, and you don't feel guilty about yourself. So I'm going to say Target.
Yes. It better be Target. If it's Walmart, that's just sad.
Is it Target?
Target! Ding dong.
Ding dong. So that's I'm at 5 now.
So now momentarily, you're tied with me.
Convinced that Walmart's like purgatory. Yeah.
All right.
No, sorry. I'm at 6. I'm at 6. You're
all right.
5.
It doesn't matter. You're going to lose a point and everything's going to change.
No.
All right, Ryan. This was tough because I'm betting you don't know either of them. The question is, boogie boogie hedgehog or baby monkey?
Well, I know baby monkey.
You do know baby monkey.
I do, which is freaking hilarious.
So all you need is Boogie Boogie Hedgehog.
Boogie Boogie Hedgehog, Boogie Boogie Hedgehog.
Yeah, all I'm saying is like...
My answer.
Hold on. I'm going to give you a little... You get a bonus here. Look.
Boogie Hedgehog, Boogie Boogie Hedgehog.
Is there a video with her?
Yeah. Oh, yes, there is.
Boogie Hedgehog. Like you guys' this club. What if you had glow sticks so much?
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Annals of W Club. Boogie Boogie Hedgehog. We're putting on that long body specials.
Boogie Boogie Hedgehog.
All right, so is it Boogie Boogie Hedgehog or is it the classic baby monkey on a pig?
I'm gonna go baby monkey just because it's the first time I've heard Boogie Boogie Hedgehog.
Really? See, I...
I'm just hoping
that doesn't feel hollow to you now.
Here, go. Keep playing that, Brian.
All right.
And Jammer B, show us. Is Brian or Ryan correct?
I don't want to be wrong. I'm going to be
wrong. It's got to be Boogie Hedgehog.
Boogie Hedgehog! Yeah!
I hit the bricks, baby monkey. The no one ever loved you.
Has indeed
I'm so insane. Behind.
Yeah, it looks dang like it. You are in. You're
this
in
just in. 105.9 The Cat. It's Kook and the Racist Badger with another episode of Boogie Boogie Hedgehog by Perry Grip. All right, that's enough. So where are you at now? Yeah, you're like so far behind.
I think I'm back at one.
You know where you are? You're in the warm embrace of the chat realm deciding on your avatar is where you are,
sir. I just want to take a pause to say how much I really love your fans. The chat room, I mean every one of them. Well, I would invite them over to my house for tea and crumpets. If I could.
Oh, so you will do that.
You are at two right now. I'm at six. Brian, you are at five.
I'm so far out of it.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Okay, Justin, question is, Brody or Cat Crack?
Wow.
Cat Crack is a one of a kind. You can see
them both mega hits for NSFW.
On the daily
we played the poop out of both of them.
The poop. Brody and Brody. Oh, Brody was hilarious.
All right, I'm gonna feel my gut. I'm gonna say, cat crack.
Watch your back, crack. All right, Jammer B, show me cat crack.
No.
Oh! 73% saying loud and clear.
So where's the score at now then?
5-5. We're tied.
And I'm just hanging back watching it happen.
Oh my God! I think it's got to be sudden death. I think we do one me and one you.
Oh, really? So we're saying that Ryan...
Oh, no, he's clearly on. I mean, look at him. Come on.
Pity on me.
He's high as a kite with his dog eating pie, God, watching how it's made.
How about this? How about we just do, right now, just me and you, we just go through the questions. We do a best of five. Like, we
best
each
of
pick.
Five?
We oh. each...
Well, I don't know. It sounds complicated.
We'll just do the next ones that we have here. They're white snow or yellow snow, Brian or Bonnie, Xenomorph, Xenophobia, Fire or Water, Awesome or Epic.
So all right. We'll do those.
We'll pick them right now.
Okay.
Before we look at these.
All right. I'm gonna say yellow snow. I'm gonna say Bonnie. I'm gonna say Xenomorph. I'm gonna say fire, and I'm gonna say epic.
All right.
The only one I'm not sure of is yellow snow. That's the only one that I don't know. So it's yellow snow, Bonnie, Xenomorph, water, and epic. Oh, fire and epic.
All right. I'm gonna agree with you on yellow snow. So let's take that off.
Okay.
I'm gonna say Brian.
Really? You're going to pick Brian over Bonnie? I'm
pick Brian over Bonnie.
Wow, all right.
Which one did you pick, Xenomorph or Xenophobia?
I picked Xenomorph. Although I know you personally prefer Xenophobia.
I'm going to agree with you on Xenomorph. What did you say, fire or water?
I said fire.
It's going to be fire on there. And you said awesome or epic?
I said epic.
I'll go awesome.
Really?
So we differ on...
On Brian or Bonnie and awesome or epic. All right, so this is what it all comes down to. All right, let's
go first.
Let's pan down.
Bonnie.
Yeah, no. Let's. I'm curious about white snow or yellow snow. I want to know. Oh, okay. Show me what we both lost. Wow. White snow by a landslide. All right, so we both lost that one.
Yeah.
Next one, we have Brian or Bonnie. You said Brian.
I did.
I said Bonnie. Let's see it, Jammer B. Bonnie by a landslide.
Why did I just do this show with your wife?
195 votes for my wife. So I'm up. The third one we also agreed on. We both said Xenomorph, right?
Yeah.
Xenomorph crushes it with 77% over Xenophobia.
I mean, fire, water, of course. We both said fire.
Yep. And this one, fire is 58%. For fire. And then finally, this is what it all comes down to.
Awesome or epic.
You said awesome. I said epic. And it's epic by a landslide! Hold on, there's an angry mob at the door, Justin. What's that, fellas? Oh, they're talking to you, Justin.
Oh, man. I just languished. I languished.
Somehow, you're second place, but somehow I feel you're last place.
I know.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and pick it right now. I'm going to say you have to have Gollum Chad as your avatar.
The one with the warped face.
Yeah, you have to wear Gollum Chad. And chat realm, can we just
get
a quick...
That's not even bad. That's just wonderful.
I know, it kind of is. Look, there's no losers in this game. Let's face it. Gollum Chad is the only loser with his deformity. And chat realm, can we just get a flash... Bring up the chat realm there, Jammer B, and let's ask some...
I think it's got to be high pie dog. High dog.
Yeah, the high pie dog. High pie dog, stoner dog. Don Congo's suggesting Goatsy for Ryan's avatar, which is horrifying.
I think everyone's saying Pie Dog.
I saw that one.
Pie Dog. Giggaloop suggests 3.14159 dog. Yeah. All right. I think that's fair enough for
24 hours. The Pie Dog.
Fair or awesome?
Yeah, dude. Are you getting
it going? Awesome. Like, I'm pretty sure excited about this.
Well, you have no idea the panic that came over Ryan's face when we first explained the stakes before the show.
I was like, oh, God, no.
You're like, all right, sure, guys. anyway.
Next day, I texted you guys. So I went down 5,000 followers.
All right, guys. I say.
Wait, hold on, Brian. We do have real quick a few things coming in. Hold on,
oh, wait. We got snow jobs?
We have some snow jobs all up in this piece.
Oh. From
snow jobs.
From right, Snow Pakistan or Snowganistan? Snow, I forgot. From Blizzard.
There we go. That's actually from your and my favorite, Kuhan.
Oh, my gosh.
Brian, Jerry, Brett, and OMG.
Oh, that's awesome.
Did somebody get shot in the back?
I think OMG is drunk or hiding there in the back. What else we got? Show me another one.
That one came from Rob Keys.
No, that's good. Just on a window. Little.
That's epic that they went out there and did that. There's a Twit logo in the snow on one of them.
This one, written on the back of a Comcast.
Oh, that's awesome!
Comcast truck.
NSFW show. That's good.
all right, we can't do this one because it wasn't real.
Oh, wait. Oh, what was the not real one? Show me the not real. I've got this ready to go.
Okay, well, yeah, this one.
That's not the not real one. I clicked on the wrong one.
No, I keep...
Not real.
Huh? What is it?
Okay, here we go. This was a winter. Gigantic middle finger.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And listen, I think there's no better way for us to bring this show to an end than get ready for Snowpra 2011.
Snowpra?
And you get a drift. And you get a drift. Snowpra!
All right, I say it's go time. Look, real quick, what do you got to plug? Because we're almost out of time here. Ryan, what do you got? People should watch your film, Riots?
Yes.
Were you inciting riots?
Yes.
With bloodshed?
Yes.
Fallen Angels.
/film riot or YouTube/film riot.
And if you want to see his awesome pie high sky dog, make sure to go follow Ryan_Connolly. 2 N's, 2 L's, right?
Yes.
That's right. Justin, what about you, man? What do you got, sir?
Justin R. Young on Twitter. And by the way, if you are in the South Florida area or in the Florida area in general, please come down. Brian and Andrew Main are going to be at the...
All this month.
Coconut Creek Casino.
Yep.
Every Thursday, Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday.
That's right.
Either Andrew Main or Brian Brushard will be performing. It's going to be awesome. And I'm in Andrew Main's act. It's like the first time that I've ever actually been up on stage doing a magic thing.
Yeah, yeah. I cannot state the importance of this enough, that Andrew Main's lovely assistant wears not a sequin dress, but wears the skin of Justin Robert Young.
Indeed.
Only.
Make sure to follow me on Twitter, @Schwood, S-H-W-O-O-D, and suggest what you want to see at South by Southwest, including a live NSFW. And that's it for NSFW. Love you guys. Die in a fire.
See you next Tuesday.
Die in a fire. Burning angel wings.
Be sure your brother knows blood.
Look at that. You fired snow everywhere.
No, I believe it's cocaine.
That's me on stage.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, this is awesome. That is the greatest photo in the world. The high pie dog is the best ever. That is awesome beyond words.
It's on a manatee body.
It is.
Yeah, it's on a manatee.
Out of its head. It's like it ripped.
Yeah, because she didn't know. Casey McKinnon didn't know what a manatee was. You need to put Ryan's face on Casey McKinnon's body to fix it.
God. Hold on. We'll just do this. Wow, that was definitely on screen.
Mine's very collective. Oh, special effects. Now you got like an 80s montage going on. You guys are gonna go shopping now.
This is going to be the best spring fling ever.
And then we pause. Brian, you're glowing.
Hold on. Back that up. Hold on. I'm having a thought.
He's exploding into light.
Ah!
Hi, I'm Brian Brushwood.
Ah!